I'm going to put the motor in before I put the chassis on.
Before the chassis goes in as well. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, and we're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You're seeing the backside of the main build facility today. I'm Tom. The ladies' man's on the floor right here. We will see him before it's all said and done. And we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good so far. Let's see. It is
Monday.
11 a.m.
After 11 a.m. We're late, 11. Ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry.
So I'll tell you what, man. It's actually been a pretty decent day so far. We've gotten a lot of stuff
That'll
done.
All change. It's Monday.
Oh, for sure. It's Monday. That's what I'm getting at here. It's probably
someone's entitled
all,
to something that we've done, that we've built
probably
or worked
by
with.
About of course, 12.
Of course.
Maybe 12:30. Let's push it till 1. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and give it till 3. This place will be a gong show by then.
It will.
But I'll tell you what, man. Pretty solid so far. We've got some really, really crazy builds lined up this week. A lot of crazy things going on for the players. At the stadium right here in our backyard, we have a C7 Corvette coming in for some serious carbon piece and accessory upgrades. And let me tell you, that thing is going to be an animal.
It's gonna be a lot of fun,
man. We did that car just recently here, laid down over 750 horsepower at the tire. That is supercharged and now getting ready to go into a meth injection system.
So, and it was wrecked.
You didn't do it, though.
I didn't this time. Thank you, Bub.
All right, keep going.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. .com. Make sure you visit us for 20,000 online parts personally picked by Bub for every vehicle in the world. And there are suggestions on the website for you to pick things out that match this and do that. Bub, you've done a lot of work to make that happen in stellar fashion, man. I really got to say, it's really nice, man.
So this is true. Yes, the website is completely designed. And by the way, before we even talk about that, right? So I'm going to jump all over the place.
Right,
let me tell you. If you guys haven't seen any of the social media stuff that has been going on lately, make sure you check out the Instagram and also the Facebook page. Both of those, you can get to them from our website directly, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down. Everything is right there on the left-hand side of the page. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, whatever the heck it is you guys subscribe to, go out, subscribe to us on it, and you will see some serious stuff. Our new producer in-house, Kendrick, has been doing some insane videos and clips.
Oh, wait till you see what he puts up from filming this morning.
Yeah, right? So, crazy. Like, action shots, slow-mo, fast-forward, crazy, crazy things going on, really heavy backdrop-style music going on, which, by the way, is from yours truly, Kenrick himself. He
His
is doing all
it,
the background music, so it is going to be really insane.
Pretty cool stuff.
We're having
man.
A lot of fun with it.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that the Moose is loose in Abacoa. Girls are closed today. Miss Outlaw Boutique, you can still shop online. Stellar day for St. Patrick's Day down in Abacoa. The girls killed it down there for the latest in online boutique accessories and apparel. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique, Bubbit. 561-660-6695. I want to say good morning to the Tuttles and Orange County Chopper and thank them for being with us on Saturday, Bub, with our number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast that is moving from Blog Talk Radio to Podcast One. This is a huge, tremendous move for us, Bub, and it's going to be even bigger. We'll be out there with the likes of Adam Carolla, Jay Leno, Shaquille O'Neal, Laura Ingram. Just the list goes on and on and on. Bub.
Yes.
And the rev share they paid us was huge because they wanted us to bring what we've got out there, Bub. So hello to the Tuttles out there. April 15th, we will be at the event, Bub, in Orlando? It's called Celebration Exotic Cars.
Yeah, so that's actually going to be for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That is Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Paul Sr. has done an incredible build for, and you guys will have to either A, make it out, which is in Orlando. We will be there. I'm going to reach out to Billy.
I tried to reach out to him this weekend.
We talked to Billy. I talked to Aaron last night and this morning. Josh from the Moonshiners went down at the track, so he's in the hospital right now.
Oh, no, man.
So it's, that was the entire weekend going through that.
Tight-knit community we live in, Bub.
Yeah, bro.
What happened? Do you know the details?
No, he went down, broke all of his ribs, broke his nose, broke his hand. They immediately rushed him over to the hospital. He's in Halifax, so they're taking care of him right now.
So what Bub is referring to is his closest friend is Billy Lane, the world-famous chopper builder, just like Paul Sr. is my closest friend. I just love the man to death. Josh from the Moonshiners is the gentleman that you always see wearing the overalls from the very successful Moonshiner series. He has the short cropped reddish hair with the long pork chop style sideburns.
Yep.
What Billy Lane, if you have not been involved with it, Bub, tell Billy, everybody a little bit about what Bub has been doing this last 2 years since we were on tour with him last.
Yeah, man, it's really great. He's been doing a lot of crazy things with, he has essentially created an event called Sons of Speed. Sons of Speed is what Billy has done, where he has generated, produced, and now on a production level, built vintage board track racer style motorcycles utilizing all original engines. They all have to be built around original engines. They cannot be modern engines that are put in these things. These bikes are weighing in super, super light with all modern technology in terms of their safety and structure on that framing side. Mm-hmm. Billy's hand-built all these frames for all of his racers that go out there. Rick Petko is one of them on Racer X.
Rick Petko is, share with everybody who Rick Petko is, Bob.
Yeah, so a lot of people know Rick Petko formerly from Orange County Choppers, and now if you did just watch that debut, he is back.
He was back with them.
Crazy fabrication with Paul Sr. as well on Discovery's new series, American Chopper, that will be starting in May 28th, actually.
May 28th at 10
p.m. Thursday at 10 p.m., so a lot of great things going on there, but the guys are out there running board track bikes that is a vintage style racing from the early 1900s, and I'm talking, I mean, early with
1918, maybe 1915, something
Crocker
like
engines, Harley Davidson
yep,
engines.
Crocker,
I mean,
yep.
A lot of incredible pieces that are very unique. And just the fact that these motors are running again is incredible by itself. Now reaching speeds over 100 miles an hour with no brakes on these bikes is pretty insane.
You just said it. With what?
With no brakes at all. So,
once you go into a tank slapper or something like that, Bub.
Yeah, it's a pretty good event, man. It's it's adrenaline packed. The guys are out there having a good time. Xavier X from Buck Cherry's out there doing it with them as well. So everybody's having a really good time, just running it, having a fun time.
So, Bub, do you know any of the details of the events of what happened with Josh?
No, just said Aaron let us know that he went down, and we were talking with her last night about it. He went into surgery actually last night, so I'm sure he's going to make it through. But man, it's just going to be a painful while. There's only so much you can do about that, but. Luckily that's all that happened.
Thoughts and prayers. Right, Bub. Exactly. Thanks. Thanks for looking at the positive side. Thoughts and prayers with Josh from Moonshiners, from Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's a tight-knit community when you're in this. Big, big unveil with BEM. The Tuttles, all of it, Bub. April 15th, we'll be there up in Orlando. It's going to be a great, great time.
Yep.
Bub, we're going to jump right into this segment here. One of the things you've been building here is a 1953 Chevrolet C3100 that was stock. It was in the owner's family. This belonged to his father. You are doing a modern day S10, Chevrolet S10, or the smaller bodied Chevrolet pickup conversions to this. So this will have the old school looks, but will have a complete full frame S10 chassis underneath of it. I think you've built a small block V8 for this vehicle.
That's right.
As well.
Yeah, I did. So these things, man, the original 3100s, right? The C3100s, they were the work truck of the day.
Mm-hmm. Very primitive.
Back in the 50s, they were great setups. They were straight sixes. You could not get them with V8s. Mm-hmm. The V8 actually wasn't even around in 54 when this truck was there on the Chevrolet platform. And, you had these trucks that were essentially workhorses. They were six lug setups. They were four-wheel drum brakes, single bolt.
By six lugs, what do you mean, and what's the difference?
Six lugs, that very wide space, six lug bolt pattern on the wheels.
What was better about that?
At the time, it was the fact that it was strong.
Okay.
That's it. So you're working with something like that then. But in today's world, when you want to have something that's easy to cruise, it's reliable, it's efficient, this was not the way to go.
Okay.
This was old technology. There's nothing wrong with it. It is what it was. But it was a three on the tree. You'd have to shift, three-speed manual gearbox on the steering column itself. You would have to shift. Power steering was non-existent at the time. So this thing has a very large steering wheel that you had to, what do you got going there?
I'm gonna let you tell people what these parts are as you finish that statement.
So I'll tell you what, man, this thing was a bear to try to drive, and it did a lot of what it should do, which is work. Well, in today's world, when you want to enjoy, you don't wanna work, right?
Correct.
You kinda,
yes.
Okay. So you wanna go out and you wanna enjoy this thing. Well, there are a couple things you have to take into consideration. When you're working with something like this, number one, most importantly with old cars, budget. Straight up, just throwing it out there, it's budget. You can build with 10 grand, you can build with 5 grand, you can build with 250,000. It's all about budget at the end of the day, just like if you're going shopping for a new Chrysler Sebring or if you're going shopping for a Ferrari, whatever it is you're trying to look at, you know you're spending different money, right?
Right.
That's exactly what the case is with this setup. Of course, you can go out, you can buy very extreme chassis, like, for example, Art Morrison, Chassis Works, Chassis Engineering. There are so many different companies out there that provide high-end, super high-quality products that are, independent front and rear suspension, power steering, rack and pinion style steerings, air conditioning setups. I mean, the whole setup, right? Fuel injection tanks, you can buy it all. But again, when you work with budget, you have to know how to properly build a project into a budget and satisfy the client all at the same time. This is that exact case, and I think we have hit it right on the head when you do the S10 conversion swap. This is actually from a company called Code 504, not 405, backwards. This is out in Nebraska. These guys actually provide complete bracket kits. As you see, one of the braces he's holding here, this is actually for the rear shock mounts themselves, for the upper shock mounts that are going to go onto the S10 chassis. What you do is you literally get a donor chassis has to be a long bed S10 chassis in order for this to fit direct fit onto any of the C3100 series pickups from Chevrolet. You buy this kit just over $2,000 for this kit with the power brake booster and everything. By the way, I did not see the power brake booster in the box, so we're going to have to call them on that.
Okay. I'll make a phone call for you.
So now that I just said it, I just thought about it. But I'll tell you what, man, there are literally brackets that allow you to take a donor S10 chassis that is going to come factory front disc brakes, factory power setup, power steering. It is going to have, if you use a 4.3 liter, which would have been a factory S10 setup. This one on this 96 S10 donor chassis that we had, it was a full truck. We took the bed off, we took the cab off, and just threw them away. So now you're left with the rolling chassis with all those components, the power steering, the power brakes, you've got everything you want. And this was an original 4.3, so now for us to just take and easily drop in a 350 or a small block Chevrolet to give this client 350 horsepower, it's going to be very easy to do with the brackets from not only Code 504, but on this S10 chassis. There are plenty of kits and conversions available in terms of, you know, headers, long tube headers for small block Chevrolet S10 conversions, brackets for the pulley kits for the cooling system. You can buy almost everything to convert anything on an S10 into anything.
It's very exciting, Bub, because this is how you and I cut our teeth as a father and son team. We literally built these cars and trucks together in a very small shop in
yes.
a cold, cold area. We have naturally progressed and evolved since that. I unfortunately don't spend as much time by your side as I like to do, and that's.
But that's okay, because it's typically when you're out here, it's like a walking train wreck disaster.
It's funny that you say that, because today when
it is truly funny, because go ahead, you finish and then I'll close in on yours. No, go on.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because as we were working just on this crossmember back here today, Bub, and you were cutting things out, I had to be very, very careful about what I was doing, because I tend to move very quickly sometimes, and without a lot of foresight, you're very slow and methodical. Again, I'm the bull shark, you're the great white. We talked about that Saturday and Friday. But I had to be very meticulous, because I didn't want to hit my legs on any of the very sharp points. I didn't want to get anything around your face with a hammer. I really had to slow it down and think quite a bit. But when we bolt things together, all of your bolts are indexed the same way, and you mark them so that with an indelible marker or permanent marker, so that nobody, if anybody tries to claim that the things weren't done right or whatever, you know things have been touched or tampered with.
Well, that's right. So leading up to that, yes, fun job this morning already putting in. So this was the main, what you would consider the camel hump is what this would be referred to. It was a brace that went from the left side and right side of the chassis rails themselves. That brace itself, we've got to cut out the original. Now, again, keep in mind, all of these brackets from Code 504 literally come out of the box months of time and production on these things. I'm telling you, these things are not only laser cut, they are properly bent, properly drilled, ready to go, every possible angle, every slight bend that they need. These things are direct fit to take that 54-3100. Keep in mind, I mean, that's pure skill to be able to do that on a mass production level, to build bracketry that can anybody in the entire world that can understand instructions, have a very good skill set, you can apply it and you can take their brackets out of the box and bolt two vehicles together. That's almost unheard of in today's world, right? Because that's a true artist, it's a true skill set to be able to do stuff like that. And that's exactly what we're doing here. These things are coming out of the box, you step by step in on the instructions. I'm 4 hours in, I'm only on page 3 out of 75. 70. So I'm not moving along very fast, but I'll tell you what, it is going together beautifully, and everything is literally going to just be, when we're ready to drop the bed on it, we're gonna take the bed and we're just gonna lift it up and set it right on here. This retains factory running boards, factory fender wells. It sets the ride height of the truck beautiful. You know, these trucks were originally lifted up a little too high, but it does set them higher right at the fender well. You can buy optional kits to do drop spindles and springs, but keep in mind, all of this is also S10, so if you don't like the stance of it when you're done just doing the conversion, you just change it. You just simply order a set of maybe Beltec drop spindles, different leaf springs.
Sure.
You can do whatever the heck it is you want to, but right now, this is going to be a super fun 350 horsepower cubic inch V8 that's going to be hooked to a 700R4 four-speed automatic transmission. Great combo from GM. The client will be able to get in this thing, start the truck up, keep it very, very vintage, the way he wanted it, the bench seat, very, you know, exterior-wise looking like a 54, 53, I'm sorry, but it's just going to be simple as turn the key, go cruise.
Right on. Now, Bub, when you say, let me ask you a question here. When you talk about some of the skill levels that it requires to do this work, what would you give this on a 1 to 10?
Oh, so, I mean, the skill level is definitely going to be a 10. This is going to be, it's a hard install. It's not easy by any means, but it's one where if you've got the skills and you can go slow, you can go through this thing and you can literally put this thing together. I
mean, good morning to the beautiful Robin, owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique, who has joined us here off set. Good morning,
let's
Robin.
See. So we're going to start off on step one, okay? Now, keep in mind, step one is the starting to this process. Step one is talking about what kind of chassis you're going to need, okay, which is going to be the donor chassis of any S10 118-inch wheelbase, preferably with the 4.3 liter because you are going to do that V8 swap, and you can rock it with the 4.3 factory trans, factory drivetrain all day long if you don't want to modify your motor, you want to do it even more on a budget. Step one shows, like, it's very simple, but shows a completely stripped rolling chassis. So you are missing probably 500 steps prior to this step before you even get going. Listen, there were two complete trucks here at one point in time, and all they're showing you in step one is just a rolling S10 chassis.
Yeah.
So there are still a lot of steps ahead of this thing, but this is a very great starting point in terms of taking two different vehicles, putting them together as one. That's a great starting point, and I don't know, like I said, I'm on page 3 or 4.
Again, we see, Bub, the quality of what you do. You're a very instruction-driven person. Everything is in protective sheets with ring binders on them so that you can flip through this and refer back and forth. And typically, as we see code one for your first page here, then you'll flip and go here. It's very well set up so that you can follow the manual and the instructions, which ensures perfection each and every time.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be a pretty hefty build. You know, it's definitely going to take time. You're not doing it on a weekend.
No.
You know, it's not going to be, you know, your average hand tools, a little bit more than that. You do need some cutters. You need some grinders. You know, some guys would take this kit over the top and even, you know, weld everything in place, but this is a true bolt-on kit. And once you've done all of the cutting and modifications, all of the bracketry is literally taking it out of the box, bolting it on. Some holes you have to go from 1/4 inch to 3/8, 3/8 to half to 3/4. So you do have to do some expansion, some sizing on different holes, but it is all truly out of the box, bolt on, and then you can just enjoy it from there. I'm looking forward to the end product.
Bub, congratulations again to signing the new contract with Podcast One. We are leaving the Blog Talk Radio platform, and I believe, Mr. Producer, we launched the 1st of April or sometime thereabout, correct? We have a full production staff now behind us, both in-house and in L.A. and New York, Bub. We have this, the Podcast One was founded by the former members of Westwood One Radio, which was the largest and still is the largest radio, international radio conglomerate and it's a syndication firm in the world. So thank you to Norm, Norm and Greg, right? Mm-hmm. Right? One's in L.A., one's in, and my beautiful bride's waving offset there. One's in L.A., one is in, Norm is in L.A., Greg is here in at the New York offices. They have a full talent booking section. We have some great guests who will be joining us on the inaugural show. Mr. Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers will be joining us as well. I don't know if you had heard, Miss Robin, but did Bub talk to Aaron last night, Billy's wife? Did you know that Josh from the Moonshiners went down and was hurt pretty badly at the race on Saturday? He went into surgery last night, so we need to keep him in our thoughts and prayers today. So, Bub, we're very excited to make that announcement as well. We will be with the Tuttles on April 15th in Orlando, Florida, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to ask you to come out and join us. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time for the unveiling of a bike unlike anything you've ever seen from Orange County Choppers before. Would you agree, Bub?
I would agree.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Man? Yeah. I got to get back to work, dude. You just went rambling on there for a second.
That's
but
exactly
I got a lot
right.
I got to do. I've got to eat. I still have no meals for the day. I completely screwed up on my order this weekend, so I have no meals for today. So I'm going to be starving.
There are only so many days and hours in a day, isn't there, Bub? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the ladies' man has joined us right here live on set. I promised you would see him before we got off the air. Until Friday, Bub, when we will be bringing you updates of this, watch our Facebook page, all of our social media, as our producer starts putting up some very exciting action scene sites.
Yep.
He's even now got things going live video going on Instagram, Bub.
That's right.
Until Friday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to write into us, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, and we will gladly answer any questions about this build you would like. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you follow us online. 20,000 brand new parts and accessories, all developed by the master himself, Borla, Steeda, Watson Racing, Turbinetics. Everybody's out there. Nitto, Rough Country, the whole nine yards is out there. please check it out. Big show this weekend, Saturday, so we'll ask you to join us there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the moose is loose in Abacoa, Miss Outlaw Boutique. The girls killed it this weekend down there in Abacoa for St. Patrick's Day. Then I understand I saw some back scenes picture, Bubs. I don't know if you caught those pictures, but they went to the boutique after hours and were caught dancing Coyote Ugly on the boutique saloon bar. Did you hear see about those pictures?
Did I see them? I videoed them.
Catch all of the action down at Miss Outlaw Boutique, where the moose is loose, ladies and gentlemen. 561-660-6695, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. The moose is closed today, ladies and gentlemen. However, you can still shop online for the very best in boutique apparel and accessories. It doesn't get any better than that. And the girls have always got something surprising in store for you. Orange County Choppers, ladies and gentlemen, our good friends up there, April 15th, will be on the road with them in Orlando. We ask you to please join us there. It's going to be an amazing event for an unveil like you've never seen before, ladies and gentlemen. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on touching people's lives in a very positive manner today. Let's open doors for people who have their hands full. If someone has holes in the bottom of their shoes, give them a pair of shoes. I think we just got new shoes from one of the Marlins coaches today, didn't we, Bob? This is true, ladies and gentlemen. And if somebody is hungry, get them a meal. You know, a power bar at 7-Eleven and a Muscle Milk drink, that'll feed them and take good care of them. Till Friday, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style. D, you ready to eat, little man? Are you ready?